This episode contains adult themes and is not appropriate for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, the world. This is They Will Kill, a true crime podcast. I am Courtney Eck.
And I'm Sadie Eck.
Luckily, it's Sadie's night, because I just had to say that a couple of times, because, I just don't know anymore, guys. I don't even know. Just go ahead and AI my voice and have it say whatever kind of nonsense it can mash up together, because it'll be better than if I were hosting this podcast today. But I'm not. I get to sit back and let Sadie tell the tale. And what is the tale you're going to tell today, Sadie Ray?
Well, this is the case of the Harvard body snatchers.
Oh, God.
Get ready for it.
I was born ready.
When you hear the word grave robbers, the image that most likely comes to mind are men with shovels from the 1800s sneaking into cemeteries to dig up the remains of the recently departed. This practice became popular in America as the medical field expanded and the need for students to learn about human anatomy became more necessary. Grave robbers called the act, quote, resurrections, and once they dug up a grave, they would smash the coffin open and put, quote, a hook around the deceased's neck or armpit, and with the help of a rope, ease the body out of a grave.
Wow. God.
If the remains needed to be shipped a long distance, the robbers would fold the body into a barrel and then fill it full of whiskey to mask the odor of decay.
It just seems like, I know that there's a lot of riches to be had in there, but that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And yuck and disrespect and
it is a lot of yuck for sure. And if that wasn't bad enough, once the remains were removed from the barrel, the whiskey, or rot gut as it was called, was sold to unsuspecting patrons as a stiff drink.
Goodbye everyone. Goodbye. I can't. Wow.
These crimes were rarely prosecuted, and cemetery owners were often in cahoots with the medical schools who would pay for the human remains. In other countries, unclaimed bodies were often given to medical schools, but in the United States, that was not the case. When Johns Hopkins Medical School opened in 1893, they became so well known for grave robbing that children who lived in the area would be warned by their parents to be sure to be home by dark. Otherwise, quote, a Johns Hopkins doctor man will catch you and cut you up.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And I don't think that ever happened, but it was so common that everybody knew that the Johns Hopkins Medical School was going to go to the cemeteries and dig up these graves for the bodies so the students can learn.
Like, yeah. I know that a good deal of our medical knowledge has come from really, really, really fucked up things. But
yes.
When it's that widely known that it becomes a boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One of my best friends moved there recently. So her wife can study at Johns Hopkins, and I cannot wait to tell her the illustrious history of her renowned university. But
yeah, all of them. That's how it was done, unfortunately. The relatives of the deceased had to watch over their loved ones' graves, and many ways to protect the dead were developed. Iron coffins, grave alarms, and even an iron bar structure built around a coffin, which was known as mort safe, became big sellers in the 1800s. Luckily, the practice of grave robbing slowly faded as medical schools became more organized and systems for cadaver donations were put into place. But it seems as if not everyone got the memo, and the abuse and misuse of cadavers continues to this day.
Mm-mm.
In July 2022, police in Enola, Pennsylvania, received a call from a woman who said she had just found buckets of human remains in her basement.
Nope.
She believed they belonged to her husband, 41-year-old Jeremy Pauley. According to his website, Jeremy was a self-proclaimed, quote, lead preservation specialist of retired medical specimens and curator to historic remains and artifacts. He ran his own museum known as the Memento Mori. On his website, he claimed to produce educational tools through, quote, reconditioning retired medical remains, and that his work in the museum is to foster a place where lost histories are regained and respectfully displayed.
Sounds great. And the places people's brains take them is fascinating.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note, and I will post a picture of him on social media, but he has one whole half of his face is tattooed. Mm-hmm. He has a contact lens that makes his just on the side where his face is tattooed. His mm-hmm. eye has no pupil, so he has a black eye. He has sort of like horns in his head, shaved bald. That kind of dude. You know, this is
somebody who would
thing.
Have an oddities obsession. Not that everybody who has those things is that, but
no, I do understand the draw. I think it's interesting to think about hair art and how they would take pictures of the newly deceased, but try to make them look like they were alive as ways to remember them and, you know, things like that. Yes. I think it's an important part of history, but there is a way to learn and experience that history without stealing bodies.
That's exactly
what
I mean.
In 2022. Yes.
Yeah. Like, it's one thing to want to preserve things and to be interested in various death rituals and all the mm-hmm. things that we do to memorialize, but then to just take it to the point that you're robbing graves. No, mm-hmm. no, sir. Yeah.
So Jeremy's wife explained that after getting married, Jeremy had become abusive towards her, and she had been trying to leave him for over a year. Mm. At one point, she said that Jeremy was sure she was cheating on him, and he threatened to cut her into pieces. Mm-mm. In June of 2022, she filed a temporary protection from abuse order against him, and he was evicted from their home. Once he was gone, she went into the basement and found the remains. She knew he collected human remains, but believed that they had been ethically obtained and were all antique specimens. Mm-hmm. When she saw the buckets and even Tupperware containers holding human body parts, she knew something was off, saying, quote, I lifted the lid of a bucket and I knew immediately that this was different from his previous work, which was legit.
I'd be so pissed if I found out that my loved one was in a Tupperware container in someone's basement.
God. Right. Jeremy's wife handed over everything Jeremy had left behind at her house to the police. This included his laptop. As authorities searched the house, they found a total of 4 buckets full of human remains, including brains, skin, a heart, a kidney, human fat, a human skull, and other organs. Mm-mm. They were able to use his computer to piece together where the remains had come from and who was involved.
Ish.
This led them to 44-year-old Katrina McLean, who went by Kat. She was the owner of Kat's Creepy Creations in Peabody, Massachusetts, and also ran Freaks, Antiques, and Uniques, a pop-up market in Salem, Massachusetts. Kat explained her business saying, quote, I paint creepy dolls and play with dead things for a living. She would regularly post her oddities to her Instagram page. A post from February 9th, 2020, showed an image of a baby doll with its face painted like a creepy clown, sitting with a large human skull between its hands. The caption read, quote, the doll has been sold, and yes, that is a real human skull. If you're in the market for human bones, hit me up. Other photos shared on her account, quote, mostly consisted of baby dolls reworked with horrific expressions. Some of the dolls resembled demons, while others were takes on famous characters like Pennywise from Stephen King's It. After admitting to using real human bones, Kat's posts started to attract the public's attention, and commenters started to warn potential customers to steer clear of her shop.
Aren't there laws against that? But there was recently a whole skeleton at auction. At the auction that I frequent, like a medical skeleton, but it was a human skeleton. You would think it would be illegal to resell human bones or body parts.
And we will talk about that a little bit more towards the end today. But yeah, it's not really illegal.
It's wild.
It turned out the cat had somehow been connected to 55-year-old Cedric Lodge and his wife, 64-year-old Denise Lodge. Cedric started working at Harvard Medical School, New Hampshire, managing the anatomical gift program at the university's morgue in 1995. For the first two decades of his career, he was known as a reliable manager of the program and kept it running smoothly, but that would change in 2018 when court records show he allegedly started selling various parts of the cadavers that had been donated to the medical school.
Nope.
Normally, a cadaver donated to Harvard would be cataloged and tagged so that the remains could be returned to the families of the deceased once the medical school had used the remains for learning. What Cedric started to do was sell various parts of the cadaver once the school was finished with it, but before they were cremated or buried.
Ugh, God. Mm-hmm. Oof.
So if the remains were returned to the next of kin, they would always be cremated. This meant the families had no way of knowing they hadn't received all of their loved ones' remains when they were returned from Harvard. Those who knew Cedric and Denise were shocked to learn that they were in the middle of this illegal sale of human remains. Neighbors said Cedric was, quote, slightly eccentric at Halloween, and that their family vehicle had a vanity license plate which read Grim R, but they seemed completely normal otherwise. Mm-hmm. It was also mentioned in a Rolling Stone article written about the case that pictures on Zillow of a house they previously owned showed that inside the house, quote, squatted stone gargoyles and multiple refrigerators, including one in the bedroom. I mean, who doesn't want a fridge in the bedroom? But
I mean, practically speaking, yes, I would love my Nespresso machine in the bedroom right next to my bed.
So much. Yeah. Boop.
Yeah. Yeah, crack open a cold one in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? But yeah, no, that's, mm-hmm. I would feel very suspicious of a person who had a full, is this a full refrigerator?
I would assume so. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see the pictures myself, but I would assume so. A high school classmate of Cedric's described him by saying, quote, he was quiet, you know, he had a select group of guys that was like himself in school. He was into a lot of science fiction stuff. If you're looking to see if there's like a dark side to him or something like that, I've never seen it. A neighbor added, quote, I know a lot of journalists and news outlets want to hear this guy was up all night running a chainsaw in the basement, but it wasn't like that. Court documents show that Cedric and his wife, Denise, sold hundreds of thousands of dollars of human remains starting in 2018. Officials say up to 400 body parts were stolen and sold from the morgue. During the investigation, authorities found multiple PayPal transfers coming into Cedric's account from multiple people, not just Kat. Uh-uh. Another buyer, 46-year-old Joshua Taylor, who lived in Pennsylvania and ran an Instagram account called Angry Beard Antiques, sent a total of 39 payments to Cedric over the course of 4 years. He spent nearly $38,000 on human remains. In one case, Joshua sent Cedric $1,000 through PayPal and titled the memo that went along with the payment as, quote, head number 7. Uh-uh. A few months later, he sent $200 to Cedric with a memo that read, quote, brains.
This is like the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of these people are just buying them for fun, for enjoyment.
Yeah. Or art, in quotes. They were using it for art. It was a strange group of acquaintances that all were interested in oddities, you know, and again, we're talking about humans.
Yeah.
People recently deceased.
It's hard to fathom that there's that much of an interest that it would be hundreds of thousands of dollars. But mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Yeah. Nope. So after receiving the money for the remains, Cedric would package up the body parts and ship them from his home in New Hampshire to Pennsylvania using the United States Postal Service. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah. And, you know, the list of things that they ask you for those of you that are not in America, when you go to drop off a package, they're like, is there anything hazardous, liquid, flammable, blah, blah, blah. Like they shouldn't have to be like, do you have any human remains?
Body in parts. This?
Box.
And I think that those things just imply human body parts.
Right.
Hazardous, yes. You know, like.
Yes.
Oh my yes. God.
Yep.
Not even FedEx, not UPS, just no. The USPS. No.
Yeah. Well, and clearly, and we're going to, there's a lot more examples of this going forward, but they just thought they were going to get away with it. To put in the memo on PayPal, brains, head number 7.
Yep.
they never expected anybody would care enough. Or I don't know what they were thinking that they would. I don't know.
Well, I guess if you're in the mental state where you think it's okay enough to harvest body parts and sell them on the, yeah, like you're, you, but it's probably part of it. Probably part of it is somebody hoping or, you know, waiting for someone to figure it out because there's some kind of thrill in it for you, you know? Yeah. And she was just straight up like, yeah, this is a real human skull in this baby doll art that I made. So
if you're wanting human bones, hit me up. Like, oh boy, really?
Very quick side note. I saw a article about how in the early days of the United States Postal Service, people would post their children like to grandma's house for real.
Poke some holes in the box. It's
before they was regulated. They really so would funny. Just put their kid in a little trunk and send it to grandma's house. For like, you know, 11 cents really, or the whatever. Fact
that any of us are alive now is amazing.
Amazing.
So in 2020, Kat allegedly paid $600 to Cedric for two dissected faces. She and Cedric also arranged a time for her to meet him at the morgue to, quote, go shopping.
If you are about to purchase on a dissected human face, please just pause for half of a second and reconsider your choices. Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. If you are invited to go to a morgue to go shopping, you need to reconsider your life choices.
Just really please take a moment.
Yeah. So once she picked out which remains she wanted to buy from Cedric, he would bring them to his house to package them up so the Kat could then bring them home. When the FBI eventually searched Kat's home and business, she told reporters that she couldn't go into detail about the investigation, but wanted the public to know, quote, there's no violence, no crime. Adding, quote, I'm not a criminal. I'm a normal person like everyone else with a family, she said. I'd like people to not harass me over this for the sake of my well-being and my family.
That just really shows me how much you think about other people and their feelings. Yeah, that
right.
You don't think it's a crime to take someone's loved one out of their grave and take their body and do whatever you want to and desecrate it in whatever manner you choose. Yep. If I were you, I would start some sort of online thing where you could donate your body to Kat's creepy creations.
Absolutely.
You know?
Sure, imagine the amount of people. Yes.
Tons of people that would want that. Yes.
100%.
They can consent to you using their face and their skull and shit.
Totally. Yeah. And would love the idea. Going back to Jeremy Pauley, if you go, his website is still very much available to look at. And some of the first pictures you see are human skulls sequenced, like they're sequenced, painted on or like put on. And I think people would be so interested in having themselves, their remains.
Yes. Memorialized.
Yes.
Yes.
You do not need to be stealing from unsuspecting other families that did not want that. So Kat was also charged with sending remains to other states. In one instance, she shipped human skin to our pal, Jeremy Pauley, who was also an acquaintance of Joshua Taylor, the first guy who's got the fucked up memos and PayPal. And there's a lot of names. It really doesn't matter. They're all a bunch of assholes.
Right.
When Jeremy received the human skin from Kat, he tanned it and turned it into leather. This happened on more than one occasion. He would even be so bold as to post his creations on Facebook. In one post that was open for all to see, he posted a picture of two silver cufflinks with human skin and hair inlay. He described the cufflinks as, quote, a personal project. During one of the transactions, Kat checked in with Jeremy to be sure he received her morbid package, saying, quote, wanted to make sure it had got to you and I don't expect agents at my door. Instead of paying Jeremy for his work, on at least one occasion, Kat paid him by obtaining more human skin for him to use for his own projects.
God.
When Kat reached out to Cedric to get the skin, she explained that she needed skin to send to, quote, the dude I sent the chest piece to tan.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy also bought remains directly from Cedric, giving him more than $40,000 for stolen body parts.
Wow.
As they dug into Jeremy's records, authorities also learned that Cedric wasn't Jeremy's only supplier. He also purchased human remains from another illegal operation run by 36-year-old Candace Chapman Scott, who worked for Arkansas Central Mortuary Services, which contracted with the University of Arkansas to cremate the medical school's research cadavers. Candace and Jeremy became acquainted when Candace sent Jeremy a super sneaky introduction message on Facebook Messenger that read, quote, "I follow your page and work and love it. I'm a mortician," she wasn't, "and work at a trade service mortuary. So we are contracted through the medical hospital here in Little Rock to cremate the cadavers when the medical students are done with them before they discard them in the cremation garden. Just out of curiosity, would you know anyone in the market for a fully intact embalmed brain?" Later that same day, Candace sent a second message saying, quote, "I actually just looked and we have two embalmed with skull caps."
Oh, my God.
Like, just laying it out there on Facebook Messenger.
To a stranger.
Yes. Just hoping that he'll be like, "Cool, yes, I want to do that." But what? Not on WhatsApp or any, like,
yeah, didn't get a burner phone, didn't get straight up. I just live in a very different type of brain than most people, I realize. You know what I mean?
Jeremy was more than happy to have another supplier of human remains and helped connect Candace to other potential buyers, including Kat and Joshua Taylor. Mm. Candace used Facebook as her main way to communicate with her buyers, where she listed the items for sale by describing them as, quote, "two large pieces of skin with titty."
What?
"One lower chunk of pubic skin with peen and sac attached."
Oh, my God.
"And two fake boobies."
Oh, my God.
Like, this isn't fucking funny.
No. These are human people.
Humans. That is their body parts.
So disrespectful.
She also told the group that she had fetal remains from two stillborn babies that had been sent to the morgue for cremation.
That is devastating. That is so fucking that's awful.
Yeah. Yep. Instead, she sold them to anyone interested for $300 a piece. Both babies sold quickly. One mother who sent her stillborn baby to the mortuary for cremation received an urn back with ashes inside. She had no way of knowing who they belong to or if they are even human. In total, Candace received nearly $11,000 for the remains she sold. In June 2023, Cedric and Denise Lodge, Kat McLean, Joshua Taylor, and Matthew Lampe, which is another dude who bought remains from Jeremy Pauley, were indicted by a federal grand jury on conspiracy and interstate transport of stolen good charges. Jeremy Pauley and Candace Chapman Scott were also indicted, but under different jurisdictions. The United States attorney heading up the case said, quote, "Some crimes defy understanding. The theft and trafficking of human remains strikes at the very essence of what makes us human. It is particularly egregious that so many of the victims here volunteered to allow their remains to be used to educate medical professionals and advance the interests of science and healing. For them and their families to be taken advantage of in the name of profit is appalling. With these charges, we are seeking to secure some measure of justice for all these victims."
Seriously.
The FBI agent who led the investigation said, quote, "The defendants violated the trust of the deceased and their families all in the name of greed. While today's charges cannot undo the unfathomable pain this heinous crime has caused, the FBI will continue to work tirelessly to see that justice is served." And two deans at Harvard Medical School also released a statement saying, quote, "We are appalled to learn that something so disturbing could happen on our campus, a community dedicated to healing and serving others." If you have a chance, if this interests you, the Rolling Stone article that is written about the case is really well done. And they go into, I don't even know, like 10, 15 descriptions of some of the people who donated their remains to Harvard. And we can't be sure who exactly was impacted by this, but it was just really touching and well done. So just a heads up, I'm going to go through one story, but there was just like it was a pediatrician who served his whole life helping children and on and on. Like, people who donate their bodies to science are amazing people that need to be treated with respect and love.
And have people who love them. And no, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah. So Rolling Stone magazine talked with the family members of Adele Mazzoni, who passed away at 74 years old from complications from a stroke. Adele was from Massachusetts and had always wanted to attend Harvard. Her daughter Robin said, quote, "Since we were little, my mom would always say, 'I want to go to college. I'm going to Harvard.'" Despite being a, quote, "voracious reader and having an endlessly curious mind," Adele never made it to Harvard for school, but made it very clear to her daughters that she wanted to donate her body to Harvard's medical school after she died. Her children honored their mother's wish and had her remains sent to the university after she died. It would take nearly 3 years, but eventually Harvard returned Adele's remains to her family. Adele's daughters gathered those who had been closest to their mother, more than 30 people in total, who came together to scatter Adele's ashes at one of her favorite spots, Castle Rock Park in Marblehead, Massachusetts. Robin said the day was beautiful, the perfect way to honor her mother, who was so deeply loved. But then, 1 year after scattering Adele's remains, Adele's other daughter, Nicole, said she received a certified letter in the mail from Harvard. It read, quote, "We cannot rule out the potential that Adele Mazzoni's remains may have been impacted. We are deeply sorry for the pain and uncertainty caused by this troubling news."
Oh, God. The person that has to field the calls from these family members on and on. Like,
no.
Cool. What should we do? Send them an email? Call them? Go to their house? Bring them an edible arrangement? You know, like, what do you do?
Yes. That poor person. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that we let somebody that we employed steal your family's body parts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And we cannot guarantee that you got all of her remains, that it's her that we got. We don't really know. And we are so, so sorry.
No. And it's just this impossible sort of trap for the person who is finding out while actively grieving their loved one that their body was stolen, and then who's accountable? What is the accountability? What do you do? And wanting something to happen, but also realizing probably that, well, that person was fired. That's the extent of it. And they're going to press charges or whatever. The feds will press charges against this person or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I'd be like, I want you to go find her bones, every single bone.
Seriously.
Like, I want you to spend $1 million. Yeah.
DNA testing
all the fucking bones and make sure that my mother, I get all of her, every speck of her, every cell is back in my possession. But they can't do that. But that's what I would want. You know, that's what.
Well, and then to think about just like somebody's walk around with my loved one's skin cufflinks. Like,
no.
Fuck you.
No.
That's so disgusting.
Disgusting. Yes.
So after receiving the letter, Nicole said, quote, "I was having a heart attack. I had no idea what was going on." Adele's family was suddenly thrown into a true nightmare. All of the remains they'd received from Harvard had already been scattered into the ocean. There was no way for them to know if they'd received all of Adele's remains back from the university or if it was really their mother that had been sent back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Both Cedric Lodge and Candace Chapman Scott were fired from their jobs, obviously.
Good. They despite got a stern talking to
them. Right? They now just put on probation. It's fine. Despite the terrible nature of their crimes and the possibility of up to 15 years in prison, so far, none of the defendants in this case have been sentenced to any time in prison.
Wow.
Kat McLean pleaded guilty and faced a federal judge in Boston for her sentencing. The judge noted that her crime was not violent, and this was her first offense. I also think that we need to recategorize what a violent crime is. Like, is it violent in physical nature, or is it violent in emotional, mental?
Yes.
Like, I think it's a very violent crime.
Extremely violent,
for the families involved. I would feel incredibly violated if that had happened to someone that I loved.
Unbelievably. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a huge violence against my family and my mental health and my emotional health very much. Yeah.
Most recently for me, when our grandmother passed away, I'm not necessarily attached to her physical body after she was gone, but I still wanted her to be treated with respect.
Yes.
And I happened to be there when she passed away. She died at home. And when they came to get her body for us, they were so kind and respectful. Mm-hmm. And they tucked her in with her favorite quilt and took their time. And are you sure you're ready for us to take her? And just so you know, we're going to cover her face when we take her outside to protect her or whatever, you know, but they were just so loving to us because they understood that she was just, you know, an hour ago, she was our grandmother, our loved one. And and then if she wanted whatever she wanted to do with her body, that's fine. But it needs to be done respectfully.
Consensually. Exactly. Yes. I'm not a person who's like real heaved out by things necessarily, you know, not like super grossed out by weird things. But yeah, it's the consent. It's the state of mind of these people thinking that they could just have access to another human being, dead or alive. Doesn't matter. And then that they could just like make their own creative things out of this human being's body in a sort of joking manner. The whole thing, it's just so fucking disrespectful and self-centered. Mm-hmm. And that would be what would piss me off. I don't give a shit what happens to my body once I'm gone, but I don't want my loved ones to be disrespected through somebody not considering their feelings with whatever ends up happening to my body.
Yeah. And I don't really want to be turned into cufflinks.
I would be maybe
that's fine, and if you want that I will make it happen for you, Court. That'd be fine. But I don't, so hopefully that won't happen to me.
No, like art, science, I would be down for that, but some nerd with a curly mustache making me into fucking dumb scary baby doll. I hate scary baby doll shit. I think it's played out, so I'm like, if you want to do something interesting and scary, that's fine. But if I end up with my skull on the platform with a Pennywise baby doll, I'm gonna be pissed.
Well, and you think the skull in particular, I'll post that picture too, but it's the teeth and the skull are so distinct, like very unusually placed, that it would be entirely possible for some family member of that skull to see it and be like, oh my god, that was Grandpa Joe or whatever. It's terrible. Okay, so we were talking about Kat. She's in front of a judge, federal judge in Boston. So he said that her crime was not violent and that this was her first offense. He then simply let her go. I looked and looked. I was like, there is no way she just got let go. I couldn't find any probation time fines. I could have just missed it, but it just seemed so wrong to me that I was like, I missed something. But all of the articles I read just said, they let her go. And she cried tears of relief. That's what the articles I read told me. Yeah. She still faces charges in Pennsylvania, but that case is still ongoing. Just a few days ago, on March 6, 2024, Jeremy Pauley was sentenced to 2 years probation in Pennsylvania for an abuse of a corpse charge. So each state is different, and Pennsylvania, that apparently their laws are strong enough to actually convict people of abusing corpses, but a lot of states don't have those rules in place. And so Massachusetts doesn't, right?
And guess what's not going to deter people from continuing to do this? Because
2 years probation.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Totally. Yes.
Especially if you're making like thousands and thousands of dollars off of your cadaver trade. You'll be like, I'll handle the probation. Because there's just not
if
a law
in place. $100,000 in the bank. So Jeremy is still facing, he's still facing federal charges that he's not yet been sentenced for. But again, I think it's similar charges as what Kat faced, and she got let off completely. So Cedric's wife, Denise, who handled the payments coming into their PayPal account, pleaded guilty to transporting stolen goods in February of 2024, but said her husband was the one to blame. Her attorney told reporters, quote, her husband was doing this and she just kind of went along with it. I'd be like, you know what, babe? I just don't think that this is something we should be getting involved in.
No. Also, just imagine how haunted these people are now.
Right?
Yeah.
100% haunted.
Yeah. I had a friend in college who had a boyfriend that was really into morning art and like really into World War II. And she had an opportunity at one of these oddity shops to get a hold of something from the Holocaust. And she's like, what do you think? And I was like,
No,
that is every time that is a hard, fast, ironclad no. You do not. Just because it's interesting, that is not, you don't get to have this person. You don't get to have a piece of that much suffering and death. And why would you, first of all, why would you ever want to bring that into your home? Because you want to just be massively haunted. And two, no, it needs to go to a museum. It needs to go to the family. It doesn't need to go to some fucking shitty turd in California who's 22 being like, ah, it's so interesting. No, absolutely. That's what I mean when, like, I don't want some nerd with a fucking my skin in their cufflink, you know?
Exactly. Like, no, 100%. No. Right. No. Mm-mm. Nope.
If you think that you should have it, you should not have it.
No. Especially if you're stealing it.
That's what I mean. Yes. Uh-huh. You should not have it. Just, that's just the rule. The rule of thumb.
So Denise is still awaiting sentencing, even though she pleaded guilty, but we don't know her sentence. Cedric Lodge has pleaded not guilty. His case is still working its way through the court system. His trial is scheduled to start in April.
Wow.
Candace Chapman Scott was arrested for her crimes. A mental health evaluation was ordered, but her case is also still working its way through the system. So she was in jail, and I know that they then sent her off for a mental health evaluation. I couldn't find out if she was still in jail. Not a lot of information recently about her case. But again, like, this is all so recent that, and I didn't realize that when I got into it. I thought it was all wrapped up, but nope. Turns out that we're still here in the middle of all of it.
They're actively currently being sentenced to probation.
Exactly. Yeah. And I will. I can post updates as they become available. So experts explained that the reason for the light to non-existent sentencing so far is a simple fact that there are very few laws in place that make the selling of human remains illegal. Quote, aside from the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, which was established to repatriate Native remains from museums and federal agencies back to their families, there are no federal laws that prohibit owning human bones. There's also no federal law against the trade of so-called, and I'm sorry, Courtney, wet specimens, which is the awful term for non-skeletal remains. None. There's so just no laws.
Weird.
I know. And I think part of it's like, who would do that? Well, apparently it's being done. And so maybe we should go ahead and make it officially illegal.
Pattern recognition alarms are going off big time. I think there's just no laws against it because it probably happens more than we think it does. Right. Do you know what I mean?
That too. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Nope. So after the indictments were made public, hundreds of family members whose loved ones donated their bodies to Harvard sued the school for the mishandling of their loved ones' remains.
Good.
In February 2024, a judge dismissed the case, saying the university couldn't be held responsible for Cedric Lodge's actions.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's... Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, I do know. When I'm reading this, I'm like, it has nothing to do with it. It's Harvard, right? It's not. Sure. It's nothing to do with the fact that we're talking about Harvard,
right?
And that, God forbid, we try to hold this very prestigious university accountable for their fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I don't believe that they knew that he was actively doing this, but they should be making sure that their program is secure enough that people can't go in air quotes again, go shopping at the fucking morgue for human remains.
Yep.
That's on you, Harvard.
Yeah, big time.
That's on you.
Yes.
Authorities involved were very clear that there was no evidence in the case to suggest that anyone working for the university other than Cedric had any knowledge or involvement in the crimes. You should still pay the families.
Yeah, get a camera.
You should still get some DNA testing done for the remains found at these people's houses in buckets and Tupperware.
Yeah.
Like, surely there's a way we could track it down and help put the pieces back together again for these families.
Also, I've seen your parties. You could help pull back on the Captain Alumni Ball 2024 budget a little bit and pay the people and make it right. Mm-hmm. They don't need 9 crystal fucking fountains at the ball.
No. And they could probably have 9 crystal fountains and also pay these families for their pain and suffering.
Yep.
So several family members of those who donated their bodies to the program have requested the return of their deceased loved ones after the case became public. So even just recently, even though their loved ones aren't in danger of being misused by these people necessarily. Yeah. They're still like, yeah, I don't think this is where I want my loved one to be. And I do not blame them for that.
No, I would probably make the same decision.
Yeah. They simply couldn't trust their loved ones would be respected and cared for in any way.
And there's no like restitution of these people who are selling the bodies to then get the money that their family members' bodies were sold for.
Right. Not just that, I mean, again, I think Cedric is the big case that hasn't yet gone to trial. So I think if anybody's going to get charged for anything, I'm guessing it's going to fall mostly on him.
Yeah, it makes sense. Right. Yeah.
And he is the main guy in this case who did these things.
Right.
And received the most amount of money. But yeah, I don't know. So we'll see what happens in his case if it goes to trial.
Right.
So in December of 2023, Harvard released the findings of an independent review of the anatomical gift program. The review included several recommendations for the AGP going forward, including updating standard operating procedures, like buying cameras, maybe.
Yeah.
Reviews of donor consent policies, overhauled privacy and security measures, and suggestions for further staff training. They also announced that they have, quote, appointed a task force chaired by the HMS Dean for Medical Education to review the panel's recommendations and to develop an implementation plan in an expedient and thoughtful manner. Sounds like a load of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Hooey.
When you're trying to appease.
Lip service.
Sounds like a, yes.
Yes.
They are just appeasing the public.
Big time.
Guess who will not be getting my remains when I die? It's Harvard.
Nope.
So we won't likely know why this group of people decided to do these terrible things, risk their careers, and possibly go to jail. When asked, Jeremy's soon-to-be ex-wife said she believed he did it in part for the money, but also thought there was a darker element behind his actions. Quote, he definitely didn't have a moral compass. He'd be like, this is from a murder victim. He would know the story behind the bodies, but he cut shit up like it was just another Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that the maddening story of the Harvard body snatchers.
I just need everyone to line up and I'm going to get like a power washer. I'm going to clean out our brains. I'm going to clean out our judicial system.
Yes. Can we have empathy, respect,
common sense,
kindness?
Yeah. Can you think about somebody who's outside of your own brain and body?
Yeah. Put a little clipboard at your Memento Mori museum saying, hey, would you like to donate your remains to the museum for these exhibits?
Easy peasy. Yeah.
Give me your
email. Which
is
probably
address.
Actually illegal, which is what's hilarious.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's not illegal to own wet specimens. So why can't I put them in my museum or whatever? Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. No, that's crazy. Mm-mm. It's one of those cases where I thought when I read the headlines and started getting into the case, I was like, I know where this is going and they're going to go to prison and there's going to be really strict laws about this because we like to make things hard for people. Except for if you're going to steal cadavers, then it's not a big deal. No big problem, whatever. You know?
Yeah. No, it also makes me want to just be a criminal. Learning more about being a criminal in this country just makes me really want to be a criminal because you're either going to go to prison for the rest of your life for like stealing a backpack or you're fine. Nothing's ever going to happen to you and you could do the craziest, worst, most horrible shit. Steal all the money, all of it. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe I'll continue to be a good person or maybe I'll just take a fucking note from all the people that we cover all the time and just get evil. I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
Jury's still out. Time will tell. Y'all are not making it harder. You're making it a lot easier for people to make terrible choices. But obviously, look at the way this country's run and the decisions made by the people who run it. It's not set up to be fair. It's not set up to be fair.
And now between this case and then I met with an accountant for the first time in my whole life. I met today with a CPA and had to think a lot about taxes and money and taxes and more money. And I was like, yeah, the system. I was so mad driving home from the CPA.
Like
all of it. Nobody's protected who needs to be protected. And people who make no money have to pay all the money to the government when they are not. Anyway, I just was like,
Yeah.
It doesn't take much for me to get really mad right now about the way our country works. But man, this one really got me going.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. And I feel so sad for their families. I feel you know, having covered Tori Bethel's case, and we're like neck deep in all of that, and like learning more about just the complete and total lack of respect or even consideration. You know, I don't even know if they're like considering them. I think that they're just like, no, this is just my job. You know, in a lot of the cases that we're learning about, it's the one thing you should be able to have after you lose a loved one is the peace and the space to just grieve and to like think of them in a better place and to think of them in a peaceful, better place that's warm and comfy and free of all the hardship of the world. And then to find out that they're off being like dissected and made into fucking accessories for creeps is horrible.
Well, and also they think it was around 400 different body parts, but it also, the part of it is that there isn't a specific known victim.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
But then you get this umbrella of it could be your loved one, and we don't know. It's, you know, it went on for years.
Right.
So between these years, if you had a loved one, their cadaver used at Harvard Medical School, it could be your loved one. And so it's just endless, the suffering and the not knowing. And was it my person? Was it not? You know, it just affects so many people.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So. No, it's no. Thanks for nothing. Now I get to worry about people out there pilfering body parts.
Yeah. And then to know that the lady in Arkansas was just taking babies that weren't donated for anything. Who's safe? What do you... I don't know. Part of me feels like if maybe it was better to just not know. And I think this needs to be stopped and corrected. But maybe for the victims' families, it would be better to just not know that that happened. But that's not how the world works. Yeah.
No, I would definitely prefer to not know. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, because the person who's dead, they don't... I don't know. I don't really know how the afterlife works. I'm sure they're fine.
Maybe they do know. And it's like,
now they're haunted. Now they're stuck in purgatory and it sucks. You know, like,
no, I don't.
Worst case. I don't believe that either. But yeah, it's really it's the victims are the families of these people who were just
100%
trusting that they had made the right choice for their loved one. And then that choice was disrespected and disregarded and then just bastardized. And it's just terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Something that helped put this into perspective in a different way. I was telling Ryan about this case and how crazy it was. And it made us then talk about what we wanted to do with our own bodies after we die. And I was telling him that I wanted to be turned into compost, basically. I want to really go back to the earth, not be embalmed. And but he was like, well, what do I do with Sadie dirt? And it was really, it was kind of upsetting for him. And he was like, I'm fine if that's what you want to do, but I don't want the dirt back.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about it. Like, okay, yeah, you're right. I don't blame you for not wanting that. But it does mean something to the people left behind. What do you do? And, cufflinks, man. Mm-mm.
Nope. I do not consent. I do not consent. Mm-mm. String me up in a haunted house, a crappy haunted house. Yes, 100%. But that's my idea. I get to make that call.
But it will not do that for you.
Exactly. I would say that my loved ones have said no. They've been very clear that they don't want me in a like crappy county fair style haunted house after I'm dead. That would be very upsetting for them. And so I'm going to respect their wishes and not do that. And those are our choices that we get to make as the people, not some nerd on the internet. Ugh. Really? No. Oh, my God. Hate you guys. Well, I have to leave tomorrow for a shoot that's a total shit show in New York. And... I am getting shit showed. I'm getting actively shit showed by the client
as we speak.
And so I hate to cut this short, but speaking of things I want to power wash,
almost
the United States entertainment industry needs a big old power washing. If you're not aware.
So one of the Courtney's last jobs for the job she does not want to have anymore.
Yeah.
So we wish you well.
Thank you. Actively closing my company, but I have to resolve some debt. And part of resolving debt is working on this job. And I love the client. I actually really love them. Their client is a shit show. My client's amazing. So if you're listening, my client, I love you. This is not your fault, but I do need to go put out some fires so I can jump on a plane tomorrow and go shoot this.
But not with a gun, with a
video camera. Just DSLR to be clear. Or whatever it's called. Yes. I don't even really know after 15 years. I've flushed it out of my brain. But God, we love you guys so much.
Yeah, we really do so much.
And if you want to spend more time with us, you can come find us at TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. that might be it at They Will Kill. You can go to our website, theywillkill.com, and you can always email us at theywillkillpodcast@gmail.com.
You can read and review and subscribe to us, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much to AJ Bergans for your music. And hey, guess what, Courtney? Today is March 11th. And do you know whose birthday it is?
Oh, it is the
On March 11th. The Sandra Bergans.
Oh,
happy AJ's wife.
Happy birthday.
One of my most favorite people in this whole world. Happy birthday, Sandra. We love you so much.
We love you so much.
And remember,
If you're going to buy a dissected human face on the internet, just pause before you hit complete order. Before you go to PayPal or fucking pay as you go, whatever service, you know. Right.
Afterpay.
Yes. Before you choose Afterpay to pay for a dissected human face, maybe. Take a walk around, look at yourself in the mirror. Journal a little bit. Just get deep down, deep inside of your own self, and think about why you are buying a dissected human face on the internet and what that says about you, and maybe if you should pivot a few of your choices for a more healthy future for yourself and everyone else on this planet.
Yeah, I think that's great advice.
Thanks. We love you guys.
We love you. We'll see you real soon.
See you real soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.